my wedding song is Wetproof, you know, like you. So, Foreigner Fall was one of my favourite albums. My first ever band, Air Race, when I was 17 years old, we were kind of like the Journey, Toto, Foreigner. We wanted to be that American sounding rock vibe. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that full circle, I go around from 1984 to 83 almost to now. Well, actually playing in a Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Mick for about, not very well, but we knew, I'd met him a few times and hung out with him and commented on how great I thought the band were. You know, the band was as Foreigner to me. Dennis was a great drummer. Lou Graham was just one of the most amazing singers. And Mick's a great guitarist, but not only that, he's a fantastic songwriter. So, mm-hmm. I was a big fan. So when we had the chance to get together, I called up Mick, we were going to do a charity event together,
mm-hmm.
and it was just 2 years ago,
okay.
And so I got involved, I got a bass player involved, which was Jeff Dilson, because I knew him, and then Mick got in the two guys that have been with the band for a long time now, Tom Gimple and Jeff Jacobs, and we used my old singer from Jason Bonham, because he was in town, and we knew it wasn't going to be quite right voice, but it got the bug for Mick to suddenly go, you know what, I want to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a blast and said, Mick, why don't you get the band back together? And at that point in his life, he was not considering it at all.
Mm-hmm. So, like you said, this is 2004 we're talking about.
Yeah, it's the summer of 2004. We were on vacation in LA. And it was the management. The management have known me for a long time. They've looked after Mick for a long time. So they kind of brought us together. Thought this might work, and then it wasn't until the March of 05 that we found Kelly Hansen, because to replace Lou Graham is a big deal, you know,
mm-hmm.
and because Lou had such an amazing voice and such great, you know, great, you know, that voice was just it. So it was hard, and it is hard. I feel for him, for Kelly, because he's walked into these shoes, but Kelly does a fantastic job, and if people come down to see the show, I mean, the fans so far have been so wonderful. I mean, the skeptics have been convinced that it's, you know, it was well worth keeping the band going in this form. Very much so. As I say, it's like a classic car. We just added a couple of new parts, and it runs better than ever.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Kelly. I mean, what can you, I haven't seen the newest incarnation, what can you tell me about him and what he brings to the band?
Well, a lot of people have just said it's like seeing them back in the early days. You know, it's Kelly's still nailing all, you know, all the vocal parts from the albums, he's singing it, you know. It's just an energy he has. I mean, as I say, it's like a new lease of life. Mick, he said he's been playing these songs for such a long time now that it was a good kick up the backside for him too. He really enjoyed, and he's, the smiles that we have when we're playing, it really feels that it's not a job anymore. It really feels good, and we're having a laugh. We've got great material to play. And somebody, you know, somebody said to me, you're going to be playing Foreigner when you're 40 and having a whale of a time, and I said, you've got to be kidding. But, you know, if they'd have said to me that 5 years ago, I would have said, you know, that's not going to happen. And it's great. It's just got bigger and bigger. The more we've played, the more people have suddenly gone, you know what? This is a fantastic lineup, but people have got to see this. So we started to hook up with a few shows we did this year, with Styx and a couple of other artists, which to get out there again. And it was great. St. Louis, Styx and Foreigner, we had 14,000 people there.
Really?
And it was just, yeah.
So you're on pretty good crowd.
Young people as well. So, yeah, we've been, West Palm Beach, we did 12,500. It's just been going bigger and bigger and bigger. So next year we plan to do more shows with Styx and do a flip-flop tour with them, taking interns to close the show, and also possibly another band called Asia, which is the original lineup, to come back together and take out and do like an evening of... I say the Lollapalooza of classic rock, I suppose.
Oh, yeah? You have to come up with, like, a catchy name for that to do that.
Yeah.
What could you call it?
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what you could say. If you can remember the first time you saw them, you weren't there.
Uh-huh. And let me ask you though. I mean, of course, like Mick is the last guy remaining from the the original lineup. Is was there because of that? Was there at any point like apprehension of whether you'd be able to like recapture the magic?
obviously I wasn't aware of how strong the Mick was on the band. I mean, I didn't realise that Mick, it was Mick's band to start with. He formed it in England and came over to the States looking for a singer. So it was Mick's band, Mick, you know, from day one, even though Lou was a major part of it also. There was this, you know, Mick came in and went, this shouldn't happen, you shouldn't be called Foreigner. And then they came to see us and went, oh my God, I am so glad that Foreigner is still going. These songs have, you know, it was really, really a lump in the throat when I read some of the comments on the Foreigner online site. Just really nice to come back in to do, you know, to do this, you know, from the skeptics saying we're just a cover band to afterwards saying, you know what, I am so pleased that this lineup is possibly one of the greatest lineups, you know, if not the best Foreigner lineup ever. And it's very, you know, that's a big statement to make, and a lot of people have agreed with them. But you know what, I just say is thanks for the support, and, you know, keep coming to the shows. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.